We are reading in the book Talmud as a Sefirot, volume 3, part 8, page Tafresh Vav, item 11. Sorry, part 8, number 11. You can ask questions at our website, cab.tv. Questions related to the study topic can be asked during the lesson. Talmud Eser Sefirot, part 8, page Taf Resh Vav, item Vav, item 11, the words of the Ari. The thing is that the name Sag is the general Tanta. Through these are only Nekudot de Sag. It is not called Sag like the rest of it, because they are but a single item in the name Sag. Hence, when this item, being the Nekudot, connected with the name Ma and became Nukva to it, it is now called Bon. Again, item 11, the words of the Ari. The thing is that the name Sag is the general Tanta. Though these are only Nekudot de Sag, it is not called Sag, like the rest of it, because they are but a single item in the name Sag. Hence, when this item, being the Nekudot, connected with the name Ma and became Nukva to it, it is now called Bon.
First of all, even now, what we learn, what important is not necessarily what we learn, rather what we can get out of this study. The main thing is the correcting light, the reforming light from the shattering, from the state which is revealed in us. We need the force of correction. The rest of the things don't matter to me. As much as I will read in all these books, it will be useless. That is called a camel carrying silk. It's not useful, not to the camel, not to the silk. We have to advance in such a way. This is how Kabbalists convey to us everything. Everything depends on our intention. When we will advance onward and we will start being more in what they write about, it's going to be much harder for us. It's going to be much harder for us, not easier, to aim ourselves towards the goal. Don't think that later on life will be easier. They will be more difficult. The intentions will come after a greater, much greater exertion. So don't think that soon enough it will come and a state will come to me. Well, I will be like in a vacation, like a place where I can rest. Well, I can get better there, but not rest. The working in intention is our constant work. And especially when we are in the Zohar and the Talmud Eser HaSfirot. Therefore, even now, when he explains to us about different actions, relationship, connections in the world of Atzilut, which is actually the system that corrects us, that we are included with, so we particularly think about the light that is coming to us from the system of Absag, from the world of Ein Sof, from Rosh Daricha and Pin, well, from Garta, that's Ilut in short. And how it's going to influence me, how it's going to connect me to others, because everything in Atzilut begins from Malchut. Malchut, Atzilut is the divinity. If I'm included in it, then I'm included in all the corrections that can be there in Atzilut. If I'm not included in Malchut, in the Shekhinah, in the Assembly of Israel, or however it's called, well, in short, in the connection, in unity with others, then I don't exist in Atzilut. And the worlds, Bria, are the separated world. Only broken kelim are there. That too is a degree to be a broken kli. And it is revealed only to those who can tolerate the shattering and keep on correcting it. Therefore, just like in the Zohar and the rest of the text of Kabbalists, here too, we only think about the goal through the unity to reveal a deficiency, a desire for a force of bestowal for the Creator to be revealed in us. Please continue.
Should we return again to the words of the Ari?
Item 11.
Item 11, words of the Ari.
The thing is that the name Sag is the general Tanta. Though these are only Nikudot the Sag, it is not called Sag like the rest of it, because they are but a single item in the name Sag. They are just his points, Nikudot. Because the Ta'amim are the main thing. They are the Keter, which includes everything, and Nikudot are only Chochmah. Hence, when this item, being the Nikudot, he means the world of Nikudim, Nikudot the Sag. Because Nikudot the Sag, it was just mixing with the Galgalta, Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, and rising back. It is written in my book that this is what the world of Nikudim is, this is what the Rabash said. Connected with the Neima and became Nukva to it. It is now called Bon, in Nekudot de Sag. Everywhere we speak about Sag, in general, well, we spoke about it already. Wherever we're talking about Ak, we're talking about Sag, because Sag is the root for everything that happens below the Tabu. There's nothing to correct above the Tabu. These are the first nine, these are the qualities of the Creator. Below the Tabu, this is Malchut. This is where the creature is. Who takes care of the creature of Malchut? Bina, which already from four phases of direct light stabilized Malchut and takes care of it. Therefore, there is a connection between Sag to Tanhida Galgalta or Bina and Malchut, and then Bina enters a Tzimtzum, a restriction. The second restriction is the restriction of Bina, where Malchut rises to it and seemingly controls it. It is as if the klipa, not a klipa yet, but let's say it's a klipa in the future, that's gonna rule Kedusha. Why will it rule Kedusha? So that later on, those who are in the klipa will be able to demand that the light will come and remove the control of the klipa, and Bina will be revealed, the quality of bestowal instead of the quality of reception. Therefore, now, already in the second restriction, when we're below the Tabu, there are two qualities, Bina and Malchut. We can already understand that from here onward, there's going to be a game between them. One time it's going to be this way, another time another way. Who's going to control whom? And then they will have to be broken and included. And since because Malchut is included in Bina, then Bina will be capable of taking care of Malchut. She will build a system, a system of providence and governance. And Malchut when she will be able to receive from the shattering the qualities of Bina, she will be included with those tchunot, and later on, through the light that reforms, she will be able to correct herself so that Malchutu will have the quality of Bistol. Well, gradually. First, she will want those qualities of Bistol to control her, meaning to completely restrict the will to receive, and then the will to receive will be restricted, then the quality of Bistol will rule it, then the will to receive can even start rising, and then we turn it into receiving in order to bestow. Meaning, from the association of Bina and Malchut, we have all these results of the correction. And therefore, here he says, he keeps on with that matter. There he spoke about Nekudot Desag, which mingled with Nehi Degalgalta, Bina and Malchut. Here he's already talking about the world of Nikudim. The world of Nikudim, that's interesting. This is basically Sag, which was impressed from Nehi Degalgalta and raised his Reshimot, the Reshimot of Nehi Degalgalta above. So, why, if the world of Nikudim is a result of Sag, first of all, why do we call it Madden? Secondly, what's happening to it? So there's a very special action here. Sag, Lag Prina Bet gave birth to the third and then fourth Bechinot in four phases of direct light. Here too, Sag gave birth to the world of Nikudim, which is actually Zeranpin, the third Prina, Prina Gimel, and Prina Daled. Meaning, so what do we see here? We see that the same Havaya, the same system of four phases of direct light in the world of Ein Sof, it repeats itself here. It replicates itself, make a new application over herself, only in a matter of the will to receive. So here, if we're talking about Sag, this is not Nekudot Desag as we thought before. Rather, this is the world of Nikudim. Please continue.
Item 11, Or Pnimi, Inner Light. Words of the Ari. Only Nekudot Desag, it is not called Sag like the rest of it. Words of Bala Sulam. As it is written in the previous item, the 10 Sfirot of Nekudim are sometimes called Sag because their Kelim are from Nekudot Desag, meaning its lower half. It is written, though these are only Nekudot Desag, it is not called Sag like the rest of it because they are but a single item in the name Sag. The essence of Sag is the Ta'amim, the flavors in it. This means that before the Masach in it began to purify, there is the level of Chochmah there. However, once it begins to purify from this level, from this Koma, there is no longer Komat Sag, the level of Sag in it. Again, item 11, Or Pnimi, relating to Bala Sulam's words, only Nekudot Desag, it is not called Sag like the rest of it, Bala Sulam. As it is written in the previous item, the 10 Sfirot of Nekudim are sometimes called Sag, because their Kelim are from Nekudot Desag, meaning its lower half. It is written, though these are only Nekudot Desag, it is not called Sag like the rest of it, because they are but a single item in the name Sag. The essence of Sag is the Ta'amim, the flavors in it. This means that before the Masach in it began to purify, there is Komat Chochmah there, the level of Chochmah there. However, once it begins to purify from this Koma, this level, there is no longer the level of Sag in it.
Meaning it's not tamim anymore, only nekudot. And nekudot the sag is only with respect to the low ones. Therefore it goes down and start acting towards malchut. Therefore we only correct nekudot the sag. Meaning this is the world of nekudim and not the tamim. Any questions? None. Good? Nice.
I wanted to ask, we are reading Talmud de Sefirot and Zohar. I want to speak about myself. Friends sit here who just don't understand anything. And I'm also among them.
So what?
I just don't understand anything.
Does it matter if you know the language or don't?
I'm more or less, there are words that I understand.
Well?
And I cannot connect that at all. Because when we start reading, you say, do the intention.
So the intention has nothing to do to how much you understand.
But with the moment I start doing intention, then it divides into some place and then it disappears.
I don't know. You wrote to me a while ago that you, let's say that you have a headache or pains in your hand. Now tell me, if you come during the study and your hand hurts, you keep thinking about that pain, how to get rid of it. It disturbs you in studying, it disturbs you in life, you don't know what to do with it. You keep thinking about it. Now, this is the question. How are we going to make it so that it will hurt us for not being in the end of correction, in the very goal yet? I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait, not even for a single day. If this is something so important, I'm completely burning from within. Now, like a baby. You know, there's no time, only now. So I have a problem. I don't want something that I need to want. Where do I take it from? I already have room for prayer. I have a problem. I don't feel the urge, the need to connect to the friends, to reach the love of others in order to attain the goal. So there are many layers of problems, barriers, one on top of the other. If I wanted the goal, then I would have liked my friends if I can't attain the goal without them. But I don't need that goal to bestow. Who needs that? And also the friends to pay for that in order to attain that goal through loving others. So all those things, if I think about them, they seem very, very distant to me, very foggy, very unrealistic. And you're saying, I sit in front of the book, and what am I doing here? There is a device in front of you which is called Torah. There's strength in it, and that strength brings you, that force brings you to the goal. This is a higher degree above you. From where comes a force called light which pulls you forward. This is what you have to think about. That's it. Like you don't want your hand to hurt, and now it hurts. That's it. So think. It doesn't matter what I'm reading now. When he's reading, there's a narrator, let him read. I need to think about my disease so that I will feel better. This is what you should think of. I don't know. If there is no desire, ask for it. Integrate with others. See what they have. Now we are after our convention. We see today there's nothing to ask. Everything calmed down. Everyone are asleep. Everyone are with such faces. Like, I don't know what happened to them. Like this heavy cloud came down on them. They all became old people. We'll send them, we'll give them pension, all these young men. Why? We spoke about it a few times recently, and I warned you. The Creator, He's taken away from you your egoistic desire, your fuel, that used to advance you forward. I want to attain everything. Where is spirituality here? Oh, I want to acquire it. Let's go. Everyone was such a strong, mighty man. He was a mighty man because the ego was burning from within him and he wants to attain the goal. The Creator, He wants to help you. He takes away the ego from you, so that instead of it, you will put another force. Instead of being pushed from behind, for you to see the greatness of the goal by yourself, and that you will be pulled forward. Now you have an opportunity. No, I don't have any strength. I have no desire. How can I do that? Once I had a desire, you had a desire from above. It wasn't yours. You were being pushed from above, also here to the group and for everything else. No, I have no desire. I don't know. Perhaps I will leave the group. I will leave Kabbalah. It's not appealing anymore. Probably something is wrong there. What can I do? Everyone who blames does it due to his own flaw. There's nothing that can be done. So I'm not saying that you are capable of advancing. Of course you can't. If you don't have no strength, then how can you? Can my machine work without any fuel? However, you should turn to the group. You should turn to the books, to the study, to anything. Turn to them and demand. Turn to the Creator. I don't have the strength to ask. Okay, so here there is a lack of a general strength, a lack of mutual guarantee, a vut. Why don't you take care of it? Look at everyone. They're all without any spirit of life to them. You see them. So at least go to like a cemetery, sit there and cry. Ah, which friends I had. Now they're all buried. See which stone, which tomb everyone has. Like the stony heart, they can come out of there. What can I do? Once upon a time, they were. And now all that's left for me to do is cry for them. And I too will soon be in the same hole in the ground, grave. So again I'm saying, if you prepare yourself to help one, his friend, I'm telling you, in states which are helpless, and they will come. What we are seeing now is nothing. There's going to be hatred between us. Real, strong hatred. Then you will see what's going to happen. No, they just took away your candy from you. And you got used to constantly follow the candy. Follow something that shines. Only the force of the group can, well, just imagine an empty place. Let's say you and me decided to start a business together. You come to me and you tell me, I have an idea. Me and you, let's make, I don't know what, let's make hats, but special hats with some kvetch in it. And we'll advertise it that this is something special. Nobody wants anything. All we want is to make a profit. The world too has no profit, but we will make it. We'll pay good money to experts. How does he call it? An expert in entertainment, an expert in propagandas, like the clown in the king's house. And then we'll publicize everything. The world hears iPhone 5. Wow! Everybody will have such dumb eyes, and they're walking forward like hypnotized. That deficiency, is it a deficiency? No, someone wanted to make a profit and made that deficiency. Same thing with us. You don't have a deficiency. You don't have a desire. I believe you. You don't have it and you won't have it. It won't come to you from anywhere. You have to do it artificially, like in your business. You understand in such things. So how do we create, how do we come to a desire, deficiency, which will be such a business that we burn everything, but there's nothing in its basis? I hear people are next to the iPhone store in New York for a week now, for a whole week. They sleep there. Well, which madness. See what a good job they did. Learn from them. And if he have an iPhone less than 5, what's so special about it? What are you missing? So you understand that this deficiency is completely artificial.
But the deficiency exists. Especially in that we are far from here. I, in my profession, give me something dead and I give it life. But here, in my life, I've never sat and studied anything.
Look at your friends. They came from Russia. They came from China, from Japan, from Siberia, from America, from everywhere. They came here to sleep. Look at them. And they sleep. They're asleep. They thought, we will go there. We will tear the wall into pieces. We'll show the BB Center what they're worth. We'll show them. See? Only a preceding preparation will save us. In a state as we are now, there is no sin. There is no sin in it. Because you're already dead. And dead people are free. There's nothing you can demand from them. However, when you're being asked, why didn't you prepare yourself to such a state? You have to fill up all of your resources. All your batteries. And when such a state comes to you, there's nothing you can do. It's like turning AC into DC. There are ups and downs in the current. You have to do this on the expense of that. One time the kelim, another time the lights. That's the way it is. This is how it's done. This is an excellent situation. The Creator, He took away our ego from us. He did you a great favor. It is written, I have created the evil inclination. You complain that I created the evil inclination, so I take it away from you. Let's go. So I cannot make even a single step. I cannot lift my little finger. If He removes my ego away from me, so I lay down and I cannot move. Never had anything like this before? You had one. Okay, great. So where is the strength? Why aren't you asking for it? Why doesn't it come to you? Because you did not prepare yourself in advance for such days. Isn't it so? Now it is written in the newspaper that everyone needs to have at least food for at least 3 months. I heard so. Heard it on TV. Why don't we think about it in advance so that we'll have the strength in advance? It's logical in humanity that this is what it does. For us, it's a problem. Because this is the way of correction. Yes?
Внешнего или внутреннего действия начинается этот выход. Такое ощущение, что я сижу и вот что-то жду. Это или придет, или как из этой пустоты, ну еще раз, в точности, с чего шаг-то этот первый? Он от кого-то зависит. Там я или к Творцу обращаюсь и сижу, жду чего-то какого-то там, а потом пойду. Или я... Ну,
You depicted precisely the state. The question is, I feel as if I'm sitting and waiting for something. What's the first step that I should do, internally, externally? Because I really feel that maybe the state needs to renew or some action. What's the first step that I should do now in order to awaken?
If a person feels that he is in a time of complete helplessness. There are such who enjoy it. They think that through suffering they attain something. That's a complete lie. You attain only through exertion, only through laboring, and not being thrown to the filth and being there. There is no such thing. Therefore, every moment a person detains himself from rising, this is a crime. How to rise? Well, let's say now you'll start singing in front of everyone. I don't know, some Verdi or... Start singing. During the singing, everyone will be lifted. And after the rising and during the ascent, try to accumulate the energy, the strength from everyone, from the unity. It's not that I'm awakening. Notice the next exercise. If I think how I awaken, how I feel good, you immediately fall. If you think how do we rise together towards bestowal and the Creator, that stays. So it's already the next degree, the next stage. Okay? We do such exercise? Well, which song do you want to sing?
Which song?
No. Well, a Georgian song, I don't know. You see, I can't even hear which song you want to sing.
חושבים על כולם.
Think about everyone.
La 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 la. איך לחייב את כולם?
How to commit everyone, how to awaken everyone.
La 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 la. Lai 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 koach
a force from where the salvation can later come, it accumulates. It is been accumulated inside the general desire. Each and every one don't have a vessel with capacity. Now you should start thinking, you have some elation, start thinking concern for the friends, how do I don't want them to descend through my concern for the others. No one should think about himself. This is what we spoke of yesterday in the end of the workshop. What do we want to attain? We want the shame that I leave the concern without the society, the group, without my concern, and being ashamed of that. That means that I betrayal them. And from that we get responsibility, and from the responsibility we get a mutual guarantee. The Aravut. Okay, item 12. And that's the only thing you think about. Only about how do I provide the society everything just like my baby, only for him to grow and feel better.
Item 12. The words of the Ari. Though it is necessarily so that although they are only Bechinot Nekudot, there is a Bechina in them that joins with the Ta'amim Dema and a Bechina that joins with the Nekudot Dema. The same applies for the other divisions, though altogether they are only Bechinot Nekudot Tesag. Through this connection of Ma with it, these Nekudot have now connected and became Nukvin to them. That reason they are called Melachim, from the word Malchut, indicating that they have become Nukva to Ma de Alefin.
Because Malchut mixed with all the Sfirot de Sag and controlled them, therefore they are called Melachim, from the word Malchut, king, reign. If Malchut was just restricted, so Nekudot Tesag were in the second restriction. She participate in something, so and so. These are not Melachim, kings yet. The Melachim, kings, means the ruling of Malchut over Nekudot Tesag. And therefore, only during the Shvira, only during the shattering, we call these Partsufim being controlled by Malchut, the word Malchut, king. Okay? So here we're talking about all kind of actions, stages, different states, which are states of unity, even states of corruption. They are revealed out of our tendency towards unity. We will reveal it in practice in order to correct them. You read below? Please do.
Or Plemi, item 12. Relating to the words of the Ari, there is a Bechina in them that joins with the Ta'amim Dema, Bala Sulam's words. This is because the ten Sfirot de Nekudim came out in five Partsufim, Galgalta Absag Mabon,
during their Gadlut.
Hence, there is also Tanta in them, where each bhina connects in its opposite bhina in the tanta of the ma'achadash, the new ma, though there are some changes in them that will be explained below.
He still doesn't say much. Read item 13.
Item 13. The realization of the place of the expansion of these male and female partsufim was made of the joining of ma and bon. Their place is the place where the nekudot that came out through the nikveyanayim were at first, meaning from tabur de'ak to the sof, the end of its raglaim, its legs. The light of metzach is called ma there. Though it came out above the metzach, the forehead, it expands from there downward and begins its existence from tabur to the sof of its siyum raglin.
The realization of the place of the hitpashtut, expansion of all these partsufim of the melachim, as he said, male and female, was made of the joining of mind bone. Their place is the place where the nekudot that came out through the nikvenaim, the sag, were. Also the world of nikudim, in katnut. Meaning, in the beginning, means above the parsa, usually. Which came through nikvenaim, the rosh, the sag. And this is the place from the tabu, the ark, of, or clear, it's from sag, to the sof of its raglaim. What does it mean to the sof of its raglaim? This is the world of Nikudim, because it was talking about the previous expansion, meaning till the Parsa. The or of the Metzach is called Ma, meaning the light, the Partsuf that comes out from Metzach, the Rosh, the Sag. It's not like in the world of Nikudim, which emerged from Nikveinayim, the Rosh, the Sag. The world of Atzilut comes out from Metzach de Rosh de Sag, and then it is called Ma. Though it came out above the Metzach de Rosh de Sag, it expands from there downward and begins its existence from Tabu to the Sof of its Siyum Raglim. Meaning, where is it revealed? The Zivug is made above. In Metzach de Rosh de Sag, a very high place. And where does it manifest? All of a sudden, it was made somewhere out there, and all of a sudden, oops, in a new place, it appears, which is below the Tabu. This is where it appears, all of a sudden. Why? Because on the one hand, there's the place of the Zivug, and on the other hand, there's the place of the purpose of the Zivug. This is where the result is going to be. This is how it is in spirituality. Depends for which kelim, on which prinot we make Zivugim. Absak, the upper one, or somewhere out there, they can perform a Zivug. And from that, this zivug, commands go down, 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 and the action is being carried out below. And it is indeed so. All the zivugim are made only in Malchut de Ein Sof. Item Yud Gimel, item 13.
Item 13, Or Plimi, the words of the Ari. The Or Metzach, the light of Metzach, etc., and begins its existence from Tabu to the Sof of its Siyum Raglin. Rabbi Sulam's words. This is because all 10 Sfirot of the new Ma are an upshot of the 10 Sfirot of Nekudim, since they came out on the Bchinat Masach de Guf de Nekudim, that purified and rose to the Metzach. Hence it cannot clothe Rosh Ha'alef de Nekudim, standing from Tabu de Ak upward, but begins at the Pe de Rosh Ha'alef, which is at the place of Tabu de Ak. Its existence necessarily begins from the Tabur to its Siyum Raglin.
Any questions? Again, you need the marsh, or everything's fine now? The heart is burning because I might betray the group, that I can be a bad factor for everyone by not supporting them. Well, you don't know that, Grisha? You know, what have you got to say?
It's turned into being a tradition that after the convention you say that...
Me? Of course there's going to be a dissent. Very well, at least that you remember from me. But what else am I saying besides?
We need to prepare so that there won't be a dissent. And each time it always happens, meaning it's always as if we don't prepare for that.
If you had prepared yourself and would say, okay, we did this, we did that, this way and that way, and we knew it's going to happen, and we had prepared ourselves, and still, see, it somehow happened again, and we would have been here with forces that we would have accumulated from before, we hold ourselves as much as we could, but, oops, all of a sudden it happened again. Then we could have clarified those weak points of ours. Why did it happen? The Creator tripled us somewhere. Why? What did He want? He wanted to reveal to us the deficiencies in another level, in a something more internal of the creation. Now we have nothing. We're just dead.
Yesterday there was a workshop. For, I don't know, 10 hours ago from now. And we precisely spoke about that. What should we do in order not to do that? There was some kind of scrutiny. Now, we study that there is no ascent without a descent.
Yeah, we had a scrutiny. Let's say you understand it right, that we have to be loyal to each other. Like, I don't know what. Like souls in one body. I don't know what to say. Where everyone is responsible for everyone. If everyone won't be responsible for him as well, then he's dead. Or we're talking about infusion between all of us. A tube comes to me after 1,000 friends, and nobody knows who the other friends are. And everyone can quietly close the tap, and then it won't come to me, and I'm dead. What is this tap? Lack of attention, lack of desire. It's either he opens this tap more or closes it. It all depends on his desire towards me. Does he think this way towards me or the whole system? Does he add that vague or not? The desire disappears, then the vague disappears all of a sudden, and everyone are dead. So you understand, everyone are dead because of you. So what to do? What should we do to you?
That's the question, really. Meaning all of us are...
Everyone are dead because that valve in your heart is closed.
So what do I do with it? In terms of others, what do I do with it?
That's the question. You have no desire to exit that situation.
No, there is a desire, otherwise why am I standing here now?
What?
That's a question, what next? Like, again, we know that there is no ascent without a descent.
And why shouldn't you ask the Creator to help you to be your partner? If you don't have any partners here, why don't you address the Creator to be your partner? I'm serious. Turn to him like to a human being, at least to a human being. He can be like that.
That's permitted to turn as a human like that?
Oh, it's forbidden, poor guy. You are afraid. If you curse him, that's fine. If you turn to him to interfere, that's wrong, right? Turn to him and tell him, I'm asking you.
I'm turning to you.
Help me.
Help me.
We'll go together to this group, and we'll put it up on its feet so that there will be the resurrection of the dead.
And we'll put it up on its feet so there'll be the resurrection of the dead.
Well, say it.
Well.
Okay. Now say it a few times in your heart, and you will see how it helps. Why are you afraid to say it? Why are you afraid to turn to him? I don't understand you. Well, you shouldn't have a foreign God. The Creator is prepared to be in partnership with everyone, every place. You really don't know, understand to which extent. There is no prevention there. You can turn to him every moment with every demand. Only we say, no, you can turn to him only through the group, otherwise he doesn't listen. If you can turn to the group, if the group can answer you back, so there's a mutual work here. But if there's no choice, then you turn to him. Let's go to Pharaoh. You don't wait to those pretty Jews who eat onion and garlic. Where do we have friends from overseas? Well, French guy.
À propos de l'attitude pour le groupe.
In connection to the concern for the group.
C'est facile d'être inquiet pour lui.
Simply, when you just simply see a smaller person than you to care for him. When you see them bigger than you, greater than you, then it's harder for you to care for them. What's the correct form, the correct way of doing that?
But he doesn't see them as greater than him. He sees them when they're falling down. And he feels himself greater to a certain degree because he can wake up. But this is not so. This is not the condition. If I would have seen them as great, then I would have wanted to be a part of them and there to be saved from all my problems. But now they are not great in my eyes. They are really on the floor. Yes.
Если падает один, падает вся группа. И в продолжении вопроса, почему в таком случае каждое состояние это проходит по-разному?
According to what I heard, I understand that if someone disturbs me, then he disturbs the whole group. Why in this state, when we go through it, it comes out differently?
Because every state is different because there are different reshimot. The same state never repeats itself as it was before. This is one thing. Another thing, at least we feel how we are being managed from above in a unified way. We rise, we fall. Everyone are going through the same states exactly. Well, more or less. Through the incorporation between us, we understand each other. We're being taught that we are all, that we all belong to one desire. So this is the question then. How many times will we have to receive such a lesson as we're given now through a descent? In order to say enough, we have to do something about it ourselves. Let's make a storehouse of energy so that we'll be able to do something with ourselves during a descent. These times are the best possible times that we have to engage now in uplifting ourselves in the greatness of the goal. When you're in a state of high above, you don't need to deal with the importance and the greatness of the goal. It's clear to you. You're completely burning. Your ego is burning. It's not your will to bestow. precisely now, when the ego doesn't stand in your way, it was taken away from you. Now you are in neutral. You need fuel in order to start rising. From the previous Hashimot, from the previous impressions, previous states, and to start forcefully to engage with the importance of the goal. How can we turn the minus into a plus? This is actually what the question is. Only through the intention, only by starting faking it, acting it. Well, can't find the words. You don't leave the group in a state where it cannot uplift itself. You don't leave it this way. There are always some people who are not a part of this general descent. There are always few people who can find a place where we can take strength from. Why don't you jump on one leg like you did in the convention? Yes.
Расскажите, пожалуйста, вот есть разница, какой материал мы проходим в этом состоянии? Если есть, то есть ли какой-то материал, который мог бы ускорить прохождение этих состояний?
Is there some kind of difference between the materials we study during these times? Is there certain materials to study at different times? And if so, what kind of material should we read at this time?
There isn't any. I'm telling you, let's say when I felt real bad with my health and other conditions, Rabash used to study part 11 or 12 from Tess and told me, let's sit and study. Like we are now. It wasn't exactly so, but it was less than that. But he showed me that there's no other choice but to hope for the light that reforms. Let's read. I will read and then you will read. I'll read and then you'll read. That's it. We're not saying everything. All the rest is your internal intention. Our time is up. I'm sorry. Well, Mutlu, let's do it quickly.
During the convention, there was this feeling where we were in this descent. There was this heavy atmosphere there. And now, after the convention, there are states where friends are even more in ascent. So how do we use this state to awaken above the group from a more inner state, to feel this state? Like you said earlier, I need to check what the others have. How can I feel that? Because we are still in corporeality.
Ascents and descents are a sign of life. These are the seasons of the year. These are different changes in nature. It can be changes in a human being, incarnations, can be everything. For us, it is something spiritual. The crisis, the ascents and descents, people think it will be over soon and so on. It's not going to happen. Don't think that this is what I'm saying. This is a sign. This is a sign for life. This is a sign of life. You cannot advance in a constant current. You have to develop yourself. Life is development. Development can be only through expansion and extraction. This is the secret of life. Read the Soda Ibuleba, the secret of conception birth. This is where he speaks about it. This is what's happening to us. This is what I'm saying, that the Creator is taking away our ego from us and leave us with nothing. This is an extraction. He makes room for us, and we need to expand. He constructs again, and we need to expand once again. So this is how we have breath through such actions, contractions and expansion. This is called the beating of life.
We're going to the next part of the lesson.
Shemati, Shemati, let us spread this light. Shemati, Shemati, we must all unite.
Is changing, it's changing fast. Economy is crashing. We can't figure out, we don't ask why. Nature is talking, it speaks to us, but we don't hear a word. It's a global connection. Its next blow will be much worse. Let's reveal the message. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, we must all unite. Chasing pleasures all our lives. What is the purpose? No satisfaction on to the next. You tell me, is it worth it? What we long is to be loved, because we're all connected. So let us join our hearts as one. We'll never feel rejected. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, let us all unite. La 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 la. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, let us all unite.